BreakfastRun.com.
Okay, so who this morning is going to make the breakfast run and get everything ready to go down to the beach and just hang out for the day?
You think things have changed since you left? Or?
Oh my gosh, am I back in the studio?
That's right. No drinks with little fancy umbrellas in them here.
You know, for those that don't know about this, when we leave the studio, there's a board downstairs that says... That kind of says where we are and what we're doing, right? It's there's a little slider, and you're supposed to say, well, I'm in the studio or I'm out of the studio. And if I'm out, you know, am I on an assignment?
I never do that. I never want anybody
you never
to know
change
where
it?
I am. No.
Oh, well, okay. All right. Mr. Rebel.
The NSA knows where I am, and that's all that matters.
Mr. Rebel, I'm going to do things my way and forget. So anyway, I signed out last Friday and, you know, put vacation.
Yeah.
I come back today, and somebody had replaced vacation with Margaritaville.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was kind of funny. It's like, well, not exactly, but yes. Welcome back. It was a wonderful vacation. Spent 4 days at Daytona Beach, which was very, very nice. And then I come back and find out everybody's gone nuts because of the shark attacks. So we have a little bit of that. We'll talk about that later on today. A lot of stuff to catch up on. Okay, so the first thing is, what happened while I was gone? Anything big and exciting? Oh. Anything new that happened while I was gone?
You know, it seemed like...
I read about the I read about the prostitution sting.
Well, there was that. There was that.
You escaped?
Yeah, there was... I mean, you read the headlines the last week and a half to 2 weeks have been crazy.
I
mean,
know.
For a while there was death takes a holiday. Nothing happened. We've had so many deaths in the last week. It's just incredible. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But
and of course, I watched the weather while I was down there, sweating my butt off. Oh my God! Why does anybody? Why did I go back to Florida in August? That is the dumbest time of year to go back there. It was like 97 degrees.
Because the airfares were cheap?
98% humidity.
Hotels
every day.
Hotels were cheap.
Well, not exactly cheap, but I mean, it was cheaper. It was brutal. And then I look at the weather here, 80 degrees.
It was beautiful.
Low humidity.
Yeah, it was a beautiful week.
Crystal clear blue skies. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, yeah. God.
You're back in time for the rain today, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the fun things was flying, of course. I always have an adventure when I fly.
You didn't get the oral cavity search, did you?
No, doggone
it. Not this time?
I even volunteered. Yes, please. I'll take that one. You have big hands. I flew down on Southwest. And when you're flying by yourself, Southwest Airlines is a fine airline to fly by yourself. Because who cares what seat you're on? I mean, seriously, you're flying. And if you want a specific seat, you can pay a little extra and get a specific assignment or something like that. It's great. But when you are flying with a family and you cannot assign a seat, having it be random like it is, I believe the Latin term is it sucks. Because we ended up on the plane like my wife is up there, my kid is back there, I'm over here by somebody that smells like old cheese. It was not a pleasant flight. So on the way back, I thought, I'm going to fix this. So I started.
You faked being ill?
Oh, yeah.
You faked having Ebola?
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, I think I may have picked up something when I was in Sierra Leone.
Don't be making jokes about that. They'll put you in a hazmat suit and bundle you off to Atlanta.
Do I look sweaty to you? And you know what really sucks? Guess who was in the Atlanta airport the exact same time the Ebola victim is coming into the CDC in Atlanta? Me.
You were miles away. You didn't.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, come on.
Damn Ebola. Listen to me. I've got nasal issues. I probably do have Ebola.
Jeez. We could only hope that you start bleeding out of your orifices.
No. But I did. I was like, I don't feel good. Coming through, man, with Ebola. I'm sweaty. Anyway, everybody is sweaty. So it was a very good adventure, very good time. But I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back in the saddle here for the show. Seriously, anything I need to be aware of as we're going into this this Monday, or am I just take it as it comes?
That's what we should do every day. Take it as it comes.
Oh, okay.
That's a good perspective on life.
Okay. All right, then that's what
we'll
do.
Roll with the punches, take it as it comes, as we're doing with the equipment this morning in the news booth.
Yeah, well, see, we're not supposed to say when we're having a computer run. We're supposed to pretend
no,
like
we're
everything.
We're supposed to whine about it as much as we need to get it fixed. How about that?
No, we're supposed to just roll with it and make it sound like everything's fine. Nothing to see here. Everything's good. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Thanks for letting me come back. Let's get Monday off to a good start, shall we?
Ebola. Ebola. I'm on the sofa with Ebola. Well, I went on a vacation through the friendly skies. Throwing my TV away. Ebola. Ebola. I'm on the sofa.
The news station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.